Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with first aid kits. Did you know that the first commercially available first aid kits were created by none other than Johnson & Johnson? Before that, families had to figure out and make their own kits at home. Very often, choosing the wrong kind of tools for the kit, or worse, not having a sterile cloth to use, and thus leading to further complications later on in life. In 1888, Robert Wood Johnson made the first kits for American railways and for normal customers. First aid kits are so important because they provide that timely help needed. Help given in the first few minutes after an accident can help the recovery process dramatically. It prevents the wound from getting worse and worse. When I did my first aid training course, it was all about immediate help we could give. Simple things that saved the person's life. In the same way, many of us need to have an emotional first aid kit around. We need to know what goes into that first aid kit and how to use it. See, the three principles of first aid are, the first is preserve life. That means stop the person from dying. The second principle is stop further injury. And finally, the third one, promote recovery. Think about it. When we are passing through a very emotional state, filled with negative thoughts, don't we feel like we are dying inside? The only difference is that the physical injury you can see and an emotional injury you can't. The negative emotions feel like they're running around in our mind, running in circles. With each thought, you feel worse and worse. It feels like you've dug yourself into a big hole and can't come out. Hopelessness gets you and you feel, what's the point? Hence, we have to follow similar principles when dealing with emotional injuries to save ourselves, recover and heal. So let's get right into it. The first step in your emotional first aid kit is to practice first aid level gratitude. Remember, this is to stop yourself from metaphorically dying. And what I want you to do is to pull out a sheet of paper and write down 25 things you're grateful for. Yes, you heard me. Not one thing, not three things. I want 25 things. Because this forces you to think and go beyond just that surface level stuff. You will be forced to think of the past, identify amazing events that have happened, things that you'd forgotten about right now in your current emotional state. Very often, when we're emotionally hurt, we can't think of anything good taking place in our life. We're so focused on the present, but in a bad way, not in that way that meditation teaches you to be present. It's times like these when we have to go into the past and remember the amazing things that have happened in our life. Gratitude gives us a break from negative thinking. Sometimes you have to force yourself, but it eventually works. Step 2, prevent the injury from getting worse. Here, we approach the subject that we have negative thoughts about in a logical way. Can we understand why it has taken a hold of us? What are we not allowing ourselves to see? We need to bring clarity back in our lives. Very often, negative thoughts are like, I'm horrible, I'm useless, the world is against me, this only happens to me. And these thoughts just assault us. But what is the evidence in any of this? Is there any truth to this? I want you to answer every feeling with logic. Or just say to yourself, so what? I am useless. So what? I am worthless. So what? Right? So use logic to defeat this emotion. The third step is recovery. At this stage, we start by showing ourselves compassion. We are often so hard on ourselves that we cannot think further. Show compassion for the life you have and you're living. For your body, because it's never as we desire it to be. For your mind, it is never as smart as we want it to be. For our relationships, they're never as perfect as we want them to be. For our bank accounts, it's never as big as we want them to be. Just understand and show love for these things. Because a perfect life is boring. Then, I want you to make a plan with this newfound compassion of yours. I want you to structure a way out of these troubles. Make a 6-month plan, then break it down to 3 months, make it down to a 1-month plan, and finally into something you're going to do today. So use this emotional first aid kit. The hardest part is step one. Writing those things to be grateful for when life isn't going your way is just so hard. I know, because I just used this last week. I was caught in a very negative self-talk loop. I was feeling low, I was feeling drained. And yes, it happens to all of us, we are all human. So your simple habit starts by recognizing when you need your emotional first aid kit. Then do the three steps. The first one is the gratitude, followed by logic, followed by compassion. Because this is what we have to do. We have such amazing lives, we need to live it to the max. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashtin Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.